back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. Interesting topic. We've been discussing some of the stock quality issues that we're seeing across the Midwest this fall, and certainly a lot of factors that played into that. We're going to talk about in-furrow fertilizer, other treatments that you may do like that, and getting fertility close to the row where you're more easily, or where your plants can more easily take it in. Easy for me to say. That's a big deal. It's a big deal for yield. It's a big deal for performance, especially if your soils aren't perfect. If you've got some challenges out there, whether it be extremely high or low pH, you got some salt issues, whatnot, it can make a big difference. We got Eric Moore with us right now with Soil Warrior. And one of the things that we're doing on our farm, and Eric, you're aware of this too, we're doing a lot of fertility placement with our strip till. We've seen a big difference on our farm. What do you talk to with guys? Because obviously they're concerned about building the planting base up for building your soil, getting it prepared for planting. But getting that fertility right and getting it mixed in there is critical too.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Kind of, we're out in western Kansas today, and we're actually setting up a strip till machine to do exactly that. The grower that we're working with, we're fighting some of those same stock quality issues as we get late into the fall. And it comes back to what you guys were just discussing. As we're pushing those yield levels higher and higher, at 200 bushel corn, we had enough potassium for good cell wall development and didn't have standability issues. Now we're increasing those yield levels to 280, close to 300 bushel corn in some of these areas, and we're just not able to put enough nutrients with our in-furrow starter fertilizers to meet those high demand, high crop yield needs. So what we do a lot with our Soil Warrior is instead of just placing a band of fertilizer, we try to really incorporate what I would call more of a zone of fertilizer, to where we've got a higher nutrient level, but we spread that over that whole kind of crown area or root mass of that plant, to where we're, you know, 6 to 8 inches wide and 4 to 6 inches deep, really getting nutrients around where the biggest concentration of that root mass is. So we can run higher levels of fertility and then supplement that with in-furrow treatments, because if we look at a lot of those nutrients that are used late in that plant's life for cell wall development and standability, a lot of that nutrient, if you look at when the plant actually takes that up, is early in the season. So if we look at the timelines that we're taking that up, we're pushing planting dates earlier and earlier, soil temperatures are colder and colder, those nutrients aren't available. So really, I think we need to reevaluate our total fertility program to make sure we're meeting the needs of this high yield crops that we're getting out today.
I think those are great points, Eric. And I also think about, okay, you're in western Kansas right now, not normally an area you would think of getting high rainfall or timely rainfall even. And so granted, a lot of guys are irrigating, but there's also dryland production. And I look at our dryland farm, because we don't have any irrigation on the farm. We need that timely rainfall, and we need nutrients down deep in the soil. So I think what you're doing there is making a huge difference with nutrients like P and K and zinc and some of these nutrients that just don't have the mobility of a nitrogen or sulfur or boron out in our soils.
Yeah, and you guys have mentioned this before. It's not only the mobility, but for a plant to take those up, they have to be in solution. They have to be liquid to be taken up by the roots. And if we're making all those applications on a soil surface, how many times as we get into July and August where we really need nutrient uptake, the top couple inches of that soil is bone dry. So just like you guys are talking, if we can get those nutrients a little bit deeper in the soil, not too deep to where the soil doesn't have a good biological activity, but we get them where the water is in the, available to the plants, so those nutrients can be taken up.
One thing I like about strip tillage, and you look at what you're doing with the Soil Warrior, with the cogwheel and different things, if you can break up that compaction layer that's often out there at 6 or 8 inches and bust through that, we get a lot deeper root growth on our farm. What are you seeing, Eric, with guys that you're working with?
Yeah, and it, you know, I've seen that for years. As I go back to when I worked with a lot of conventional tillage and pulled soil samples, there were times where we would see a great amount of carryover fertility in that 8 to 24 inch depth, but we had such soil compaction that we really couldn't access that late in the season. And if you go out and do a root dig where we've run strip till, the distribution of that root mass from first, second, third foot, you get a bigger or a higher percentage in that second foot than you would with a conventional tillage system. So those deeper placed nutrients and that water availability late season, if you've got more root mass where those nutrients and water are late season, better ability to take that up and get better yields and standability late season too.
Yeah, so many of these practices that we're doing on the farm right now can make a huge impact on next year. And we started off this talking with Eric Moore here with Soil Warrior about how we've got such high yields now and we just can't feed it completely with what we're going to put in the furrow necessarily. We do need to supplement a little bit more. Doing something like strip tillage has really made a huge difference on our farm, and that's been part of our topic today. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on again.
Thank you very much.